On this Spirit of America special edition news magazine, we are joined by Knoxville veteran and veteran advocate Michael Brayman for part one of a two-part segment.
Well, here visiting with Michael Brayman today as part of our Spirit of America special edition news magazine here on KNIA KRLS. Michael, thanks for visiting with me today. Let's just start off a little bit talking about, as we're here with our Spirit of America to honor veterans and honor what they've done, and especially in our local communities. Can you just give a little bit of background of your service, of when you served and kind of what branch you served in?
All right. Thanks for having me come in today. I joined in March of 1993. I went through basic training AIT at Fort Benning, Georgia, home of the infantry. I served for 19 years. I was medically retired. Some of the highlights of my career is when I was in Bosnia in 97-98, we pulled security over mass grave sites. And then the UN was uncovering those to charge war crimes for the Milosevic that, had those mass killings over there. Another highlight was President Obama's first inauguration. I was actually able to pull security for it, just stand on the corner basically and block a road. Another one was 1999. I trained over 1,900 cadets at West Point on marksmanship, which is, the marksmanship range for the, back then it was the M16 they used, now they carry an M4, but it was the M16, the assault rifle. Did that, and then I was the NCOIC of the sticks lanes, so basically, I graded them how the squads reacted to indirect fire, direct fire, how they set up ambushes and doing field operations. I've done many, I was on many deployments, a couple combat deployments in Afghanistan, then I've done a lot of peacekeeping missions, and when I was in the Guard, a lot of humanitarian missions such as, floods and sandbagging, and, we did, another humanitarian mission was in Haiti when I was on active duty, and winter storms. I was called up one time for when we had blizzards in Southwest Iowa. That's when I was in the, back then it was Alpha Company. I was out of the Corning, Iowa unit, the 168 Infantry. I was called up and provided, drive around winter storms and pick people up who, was stranded. Then I got involved. When I got out of the military, I had a hard time transitioning to civilian life. And there's a lot of veterans that do that, just because you once had a purpose. So, and that's one of the reasons I got involved in the BFW. So I got involved in the BFW because, it gave me a purpose. I was helping somebody and helping veterans who was close, veterans are close to my heart. And, I worked my way up the ranks. I was a past state commander for the BFW. I served on the National Council of Administration, which is, I was an active board member for the BFW nationwide. And, part of that was, approving the operation budgets and any kind of business we had to approve through the, 63 members that's on the board. So we had to approve that, and trying to approve that with 63 people can be very time consuming. I did the Ruck, we did the Ruck for Vets here several years ago, which we helped raise money to help our local veterans here that needed assistance. Since then, I'm a member of the BFW in Pella. Pat Starker is our commander over there. Heck of a guy. He does a great job. But I've transitioned more. I want to say probably since January, I've been focusing more on serving our community in youth activities such as, coaching softball and I coached in Little League softball. Helped out with basketball this year for third graders, the girls basketball. Me and my wife's been foster parents for the last 5 years, so brought in, I want to say, 17 kids in our home over the last 5 years as foster parents. So that's rewarding, So I'm wanting to do more for my community now.
Yeah, from your, you know, your time serving as a veteran and then transitioning to civilian life, why has it, obviously you just shared, you know, you've done a lot of giving back, a lot of service work, a lot of advocating for veterans through the VFW, but now you talked about, you know, helping out with the youth in the community. Why has it been such a passion of yours to kind of give back and help, you know, really just be a volunteer in the community?
You know, I had a rough childhood. I grew up in the inner city. My mom was poor. You know, I was exposed to some hard stuff when I was a kid, which was drugs and alcohol and I don't, you know, and being able to connect with these children in this foster care system, you know, I want to say 99% of the children that came through my house is because of their parents had a, you know, a substance abuse problem, drugs and alcohol. And, I feel that I can help them in a way and give them a safe environment to live and, you know, talk to them, you know, if they're age appropriate. I mean, just to let them know everything's going to be all right. Everything's going to be okay. That's where my passion comes from. I you know, I love sports. I was a good athlete. However, I chose to join the Army instead of go to college. And the reason being that my grandfather was a World War II veteran and was a prisoner of war in World War II. And he was my hero. And that's the only reason I joined the military, because I wanted to, you know, you do what your heroes do. You want to follow their footsteps. And that was probably the best decision I made in my life, was joining the military. I instilled the values I have today, you know, my integrity, loyalty, you know, my duty to not only my family, but my community, my service, and I think the main reason I'm involved still and I have to stay busy is because, like I once said, when you're in the service for so long, you knew you had a purpose, you were making a difference, and getting out and not doing nothing, and if there's anybody struggling that trying to find that, you have to find a purpose and something that gives you a rewarding. Some veterans might have to go to counseling, but I found out that counseling for me was just triggering, and it just, my therapy is giving back.
Once again, that was Knoxville veteran and veteran advocate Michael Brayman for part one of a two-part segment, our Spirit of America Special Edition News Magazine.